Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Weed. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lee Weed. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Mealy moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Mealy moves to third. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy scores. White moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Limmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Goodman moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry again is now playing first base. Jackie Jensen now playing center field. Sam Mealy now playing right field. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth is hit by the pitch. Littrell moves to second. Lee Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Littrell moves to third. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Limmer hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Finnegan scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hatton. Littrell moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Littrell moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Lee Weed. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Littrell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Tom Hurd now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zernial strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Littrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Robertson now catching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mealy hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon bunts towards first. Aganez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dixon moves to second. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Limmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-2 in the game. Aganez bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dixon. Hatton moves to third. Aganez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. One out. Carl Olson pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Power strikes out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.